So hello, everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello, Shalina.
Hi, Tarek. How are you?
I am good. How's your week going?
Marvelous. Ooh. That wasn't very enthusiastic, was it?
No, but it was. I don't remember the last time you said marvelous. I guess that's a good thing.
I say marvelous quite a lot with clients while I'm working with them.
That's a weird. Different story. No, I meant in response to how was your week going?
Oh, yeah. That's weird. I don't use marvelous except, and like some clients repeat it to me because they say marvelous that often when I'm with them. I say marvelous, and there's another thing that I say, we're getting there.
I say that. I can see that.
It's like when it's the middle of the day and it looks like.
Yeah, and they're feeling like a little bit like low in energy probably.
Yeah. It looks like a bomb site. It always looks worse than it did at the beginning, in
correct.
The middle,
yeah,
and then compared to what it'll be at the end. And so they're always like, and I'm like, we're getting there. And that's all I'll say. I think it's more to convince myself as like, yeah. We're getting there. Yeah. We're going to get there. Yeah. Yeah. That. So that's my two phrases for clients that you're now going to hear.
Marvelous. So moving on to the next one. It was too easy. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
All right. So what are we going to talk about today?
Today, we're going to talk about sustainability, which I know you like talking about because you have a podcast about this, don't you?
Well, that's true, but that's not the only reason
two?
Why.
There's two podcasts?
Well, technically, I guess a lot of people would. The vegan podcast touches on sustainability pretty frequently. But then we have a show called Forward Talks, which actually focuses on like sustainability in the region
I've
in general.
I've been on that one.
You have been on that
I
one,
have,
actually.
Yes. It was brilliant.
Well, so we'll link to that in the show notes.
Yes, we will. Yes.
I do like talking about it. I think raising awareness for a topic like that is important. The general thing that I tend to see, a lot of people think that they don't have options.
Yes.
And I think that that's one of the big problems. They just think like, I would love to, but what else can I do? Right? And it's just one of those things where there's so many little things that can really, I mean, that really work. Or can have their own impact in getting you started on that kind of a journey to be like, okay, I want to think about the things I'm buying.
Yeah.
So that I think raising awareness is just a good thing to do, which is why I'll end up talking about it.
It is. And I have been doing things more and more in the last, I think, year or so, one or 2 years. And a lot of it unconsciously as well, I think, you know, for women, men might be listening going, oh my God. But I'm going to talk about sanitary products.
Yeah.
So I've been using the moon cup, period cups? Menstrual cups.
Menstrual cups, yeah.
Yeah. I've been using them, the moon cup, for years now. Like, so I was one of the early adopters when they first came out, and it's been the best thing ever. But still was using sanitary pads and panty liners. And last week I was talking to friends about this because I'd been using pads which had been coming apart. They'd been badly made, you know, from a big manufacturer. And people were like, why aren't you using the knickers? There's these period knickers. They're amazing. And I'm like, I've seen them, but it just looks a bit messy.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I just don't like it now, especially after you use a cup, like you don't see any mess. Sorry, men. Sorry, Shrek.
No, okay.
So I tried them and I have to say they are brilliant. It's, you don't feel it. It feels like wearing normal knickers. You don't feel uncomfortable. And I was like, why didn't I do this before? So I'm using two now options, for that time of the month. And I should have been using those sanitary knickers a long time ago, considering that I like using new products and trying them out, and especially, you know, on the sustainability slant.
Yeah.
And or just for the ease of using things, like not having to buy, not having to buy sanitary pads. It would save me time, money, which I just don't, I don't have time to keep on buying sanitary pads all the time.
Yeah, I think it's a bit just off the time we live in, right? So we have this very use and throw approach now.
Yeah.
And that's been true, I think, for about, a decade, but maybe definitely the last 5-6 years or so. It's become very normal. Actually, I think what's changed also, it's become very normal for like higher price things.
Yeah.
So then the smaller things, we don't even think about it anymore, right? So, I know that like, my grandparents had a clock that they would just keep refixing and fixing and fixing and fixing.
Yeah.
True watches and other stuff, but I'm just thinking of their clock, as something that I know when my, like when my grandfather was like in his 80s, and that clock, and you know, like all of us, like as the, not just his kids, but the grandkids as well, would always be like, just throw it out. I mean, it's, we've had this for like 50 yeah. years. And he's like, yeah, but why would I throw it out? Like, it's one thing, it's one tweak. The guy will, you know, down the shop, whatever that shop yeah, was, will do it. And yeah. he insisted, got it fixed, and he continued to use the clock. And I mean, now over the last few years, as I've been like really focusing on making sure of the stuff, I realized, oh my God, like, A, of course they had it, and the, like, you know, a couple of generations ago, like they were, they, this is exactly how they operated.
Yeah.
But also it's just interesting that, like, you know, if you don't put your foot down and insist on it, it would have taken 2 minutes for somebody to just dump that clock.
Yeah.
And all those pieces and everything else. So going back to what you were saying as well, and then if you add to that the stigma, so to speak, about discussing these things openly and talking about all of that, it's just easier to just throw and not deal with than to do that. And I think there's a, again, this is, again, I can only say this based on what people have been telling me, but the idea of, again, I mean, using cloth and as a way of dealing with this is something that's been used for I don't know if centuries, but definitely decades before this became a business. And then it just became about the...
And it has. And I mean, yeah, you're right. Like talking about your period or, you know, your menstrual cycle, it's been taboo. And but for me, I mean, using the moon cup has been a revelation. And I tell friends, and they do get disgusted by me, by, you know, me talking about how much you can fill up in a cup and stuff. But also, I got very annoyed in the, you know, finding out about the period tax in the UK and in Europe.
Okay.
And there's a tax on sanitary products.
Right.
Which they're now eliminating, or they will be, I don't know. I know they have completely in New Zealand recently, or they're giving away free sanitary products.
I mean, India has something similar, yeah.
Yeah, because there's, you know, people are sanitary poor. So they're poor, you know, people who are on the breadline who can't afford sanitary products because they're not cheap. They're really expensive. And so to have these products that you can use and you can reuse them, you clean them, you reuse them, you don't, you know, it will save you money. It will save you, you know, it will protect you from, you know, having issues. You know, it will allow you to go to school, it will allow you to go to work, you know, you won't be embarrassed. So that, to me, was a great reason to start using these things as well, and to encourage it and to talk to friends about it.
Right.
And I'd been seeing these knickers for so long, and I was like, why didn't I do it? So now is the time for me to say, go get them. They're brilliant. There's like about four or five massive companies now around the world. The one I'm using is Modi Bodhi, which is Australian. But there's Thinks. There's a Kate one. I can't remember what the name. It was an American brand.
Right.
They're supposed to be very good as well. And they're so comfortable. And, you know, you can do research and find the best ones for you. So that's from the sanitary wear. Another thing that happened to me, so I had to buy... straws. I had to buy steel straws, and I went online. I went on Amazon, and I ended up buying one that had four different sizes, and they were bendy and straight and all that with the brushes inside. Because I'd always thought, you know, before when you bought these straws that they didn't have the brushes, but now they're all together and they have the brushes. And you know why I had to buy them? I went to a coffee shop, and I had a frappe thing, and they gave a paper straw because they're being sustainable.
Right.
Paper straws.
And you can't drink that.
Oh, I hate paper straws. I always have. Remember when we were young and used to go to parties and they'd have those paper straws for soft drinks, and they'd always melt, like they'd disintegrate. And I really like paper straws are in the same bucket as wooden forks because they hurt my teeth. I know they're sustainable as well, but I really can't stand them. So the straw, this happened with the straw. I couldn't drink my coffee because it wouldn't suck up. Like it just disintegrated. And I was very upset. I had to bring the coffee home. The cold coffee became warm by the time I brought it home and drink it. I had to pour it into a cup and then drink it.
Right.
So then I went straight online and I went, right, I know you've talked about it before. I know other friends have talked about it before. And I'm like, why don't I have these straws? So now I have them, and they came in a pouch. And so you can put...
carry them around as well, yeah.
Yeah, so I have half of the straw, like four straws of different sizes in my bag, handbag. And I have the other four at home in case, you know, when you get, you know, delivery and you get the drinks and stuff. Like I had a milkshake the other day. So I had... use my steel straw to suck from it. And it's brilliant. So yeah, like I'll be using that. I don't need to use a plastic straw. I don't need to use a paper straw. Or what's those other ones? They have those bamboo.
Yeah, I think they're bamboo. Then there's one that that became quite popular here when that whole straw campaign happened, I think in 2018.
Yeah.
I think that one's like there was a cornstarch-based one or something like that. Was that
the one that said, I'm not made from plastic? I'm not
plastic. That was actually the biggest one that was coming here. And I think a lot of cafes had them. Was some kind of... whatever, vegetable fiber-based thing.
But there was something funny about it in the end, wasn't there? There was something controversial about it?
Yeah, well, the problem at the moment, I think, is that, and this is true, I think it applies to a lot of things, is it's actually, we just don't live in that kind of world where things along the chain, like it's very difficult to manufacture, get, transport the stuff without having some kind of impact in unfortunate ways, right? So this is where the catch is, and I think a lot of people are, they're working on it, and I know better solutions will come out. But at the time, like, you know, what you got was is great for an individual to say, listen, I want to buy 4 straws and end of story. But how does a cafe cater to that kind of where they weigh the hundreds and hundreds, and a company like this one can't manufacture it, nor the price point will work if they're going to issue a pouch and everything else with each one. Like, I mean, so there's all these considerations make things really difficult.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, and this is like, to me, this irony, I wish more people talked about it, is the whole COVID thing didn't help.
Right.
So our usage of plastic went berserk last year. I mean, and, you know, I know here it was definitely prevalent. I do believe the same was true in many countries where if you got food deliveries, the amount of plastic it got wrapped in because it was being sanitized.
Yeah.
Just doubled. And I remember the first food delivery, the first time I was like, okay, I feel comfortable. I'm going to get something out. And it was some kind of, I think it was a curry or something. And it was just like 2-3 layers of plastic with a sticker on it that said, "This your food has been sanitized," or the
containers,
the containers. And I just sat there thinking, and I'm like, "And we're now going to dump all this extra plastic out."
Yeah, I know. It's terrible.
So I think that's been one of the downsides. It really bugs me. I mean, if you go to a cafe now, and yes, I know we're lucky that we can go to cafes, but you go to a cafe, you ask for a cold drink, I get into this huge conversation with them, and I'm like, I do not want a plastic cup. They're refusing to. Most cafes are still refusing to give out proper cups. So
that one is a funny rule because it depends on the kitchen whether they have a dishwasher or an electric dishwasher.
Yeah, a way to wash it. Yeah, or I not. Get it. Yeah.
And so there's one a Chinese restaurant near to us where I go, and they serve everything in plastic, and it's horrible. And bamboo chopsticks, which I hate. I hate bamboo chopsticks as well. I need to carry my own chopsticks.
Yeah, just carry your own chopsticks. Yeah. That's all the problem.
With my straw pouch. But they're the same. Like, they were giving, like, the soy sauce and the plastic thing. Everything individual. I'm like, why don't you just get, a sanitized wipe and wipe the bottle after?
Yeah.
Do you have to use?
I think, it's a bit of a difficult one to kind of really be like, why didn't they do one or the other? But the thing was, as you said correctly, with that rule, the way the rule was, like, look, if you have something that allows a proper washing of the cups, you can use the cups. Otherwise, use plastic. Yeah. But I do know cafes that had it and just went for the easy option to say, you know what, we're just going to issue this. We're just going to stop doing this.
Yeah.
Like I said, again, I understand sometimes there are business considerations to make and why maybe that option may have been picked. And I also understand that there was a lot of worry, especially in the beginning. And it's different now, but I'm talking like last year in June and July when things just started opening up, everybody was a bit like extremely cautious and worried because we didn't really understand whether or not this would be transmitted through things and all that. And a lot of people refused to want to use reusable as customers. I mean, they didn't want it because they were like, well, I don't know who drank it. I don't know if you wash it, you know, whatever. I mean, so I understand that it's a tough balance for any cafe or
it
whatever,
is,
but at the same time, I think there is a lot of on us as well to try and like really think about this stuff because and I mean, from a clutter point of view, like the amount of, if you're someone that gets food delivery fairly regularly, the amount of like non-recyclable clutter you get from these bags.
Oh, it's
immense. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
The straws they give you, the spoons and the forks, even though, I mean, it's nice that the delivery apps have this option to say, please don't send me cutlery, but they send it anyway.
Yeah,
right?
I know. This
and
is
it's
the
really
annoying
irritating.
Thing.
Yeah.
But I now put it in the stars bit. So, you know, when you give the review, if they do give cutlery, and I've already said don't, mine's on automatically set for not to give cutlery ever.
Yeah.
I will send a message. I'll put it on there and I'll go, said don't send it, still sent it. If they don't get it and don't see from the way that the reviews are coming that they need to change themselves and they need to actually engage brain and read the instructions, then, you know, then they're never going to learn, aren't they?
No, I guess not. But I mean, I agree with you there. I think it's, like I said, 2020, which was kind of the point that I was making earlier, was like 2020 unfortunately has reset a lot of the things that we were kind of in the progress of doing, like even here as a city. Yeah. Which is unfortunate, but it's important to kind of think about it. And it's also like it's totally a clutter thing for me. Like,
it is
the fact
a clutter
that, like, you know, if I have to go to a cafe and I have to pick up a plastic cup, and I'm someone that will not just throw away a plastic cup in a regular can, I'll try to find a way to at least dump it in a recycle unit somewhere. And I'm just sitting on these cups now, or I was before. Now there are at least the cafes I go to, they see my face, they're like, "You want a paper cup, don't you?" And I'm like, "Yep. That would be ideal."
When I go to coffee shops, I take my it's only when I have the cold ones that, you know, you need that. It doesn't work with my one, but
yeah,
that's fine. But anyway, but we're talking about funnily enough, you're talking about the delivery and the amount of cling film and stuff that was wrapped around. I got the beeswax wrap stuff, you know, the thing that's supposed to be the alternative to
cling film and stuff. Yeah.
And I got a few with a good friend of ours, and she laughed because I got the cat one. I got cats on my beeswax. They had cat prints on them.
Right.
I don't like them. They don't work.
Yeah.
It doesn't stick. It's supposed to warm, you know, you warm it up with your hands, this beeswax cover, and you put it over the bowl to, you know, I use it to, you know, when I have like certain food or things like marinating in the fridge, and I put it on there. It doesn't stick.
But I just use sealed containers, actually. I don't remember the last time I bought cling film, just because I'm just like,
cling film from years. I actually still have cling film that I bought in Norway when I got my tattoo, which was 2014 16.
It's been a few years anyway.
It's been a few years. Still got that Norwegian cling film. It's much better than cling film here. But anyway, it actually sticks. Yeah. But yeah, so I thought, let me get the beeswax thing. Everybody's talking about it. It's supposed to be good. I can't stand it. And then you can never clean it properly. You can't get the food off and it still smells, especially, you know, with our food, Indian food. That's been one of the biggest disappointments. Everybody's like, "Oh my God, yeah, beeswax." No, it's not good. I haven't been happy about that. But talking about containers, as you said, and we've talked about this before, and I think I've talked about it when I talk about kitchens and Tupperware, that I have slowly been taking away, and I mean, I didn't have that much Tupperware anyway, because obviously me, but as the Tupperware has been getting old, the smells have stayed in, you know, because of like curries, if you put curry in plastic Tupperware, the smell stays. As I've been putting them into the recycle bin, I've been buying glass ones. Mm. So I have now glass containers, and they're great because you can put them in the fridge, you can put them in the microwave, you can put them in the freezer. So there's never any worry, you know, which used to happen with certain plastic Tupperware, that if you put it in the freezer...
No, it's not great, actually. It's just not a good idea as well.
It's not, and it cracks. Yeah. I've had it, you know, and I've used to put, I buy coriander, and because I don't use it all up fresh, I will chop it up and put it in the freezer. Learn it from my mum, you know, like all the good Indian moms and daughters. And so I have lots of coriander in the freezer, and in the plastic containers it used to crack.
Yeah.
So then you have bits of plastic in the coriander. Glass ones, you don't have that problem. And
you get these nice ones as well, like they stack, they're different sizes. You know, last week we were talking about the storage containers and how you can, like, you have they're all the same sort of brand, so to speak. So they all kind of stack on each other and work with each other, and you have two or three different sizes. And you get these, like, even in the regular supermarkets, you find them really decent ones, fairly cost effective, especially since you're going to be reusing them anyway.
Yeah.
And they serve as great, great containers.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They're great. And then you can use them for anything. You can use them to take them as your, like, for lunch and stuff when you go to your office.
Yeah.
You don't have to buy fancy containers. You don't have to, you know, people buy all these millions of different fancy containers. If you just buy a few of these glass containers, you can use them for so many different purposes. Not only in the kitchen, you can then use it in the house, you know, for stationery and stuff if you don't want to use them in the kitchen. So it saves you buying too many, and it's good for the environment as well. So those are always a good thing.
Yeah, and good for you. I think that's something that people tend to miss out on. Like, you were talking about the plastic kind of coming into the food.
Yeah.
I mean, this is better for you as well. Like, it's not just... Yes, it's better for the environment. And yes, that's all that is great.
Yeah.
But remember that, like, ultimately you're consuming this, right? There was a report, I don't know if you're like, was it last year or something, that the average human, like, consumes the plastic worth, like, the dimensions of a credit card.
Yeah.
Like, I think each month, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
Like, it could have been a week. We'll have to, like, go back and look at that story now. But I mean, that's...
That was the same with fish as well, as the amount... If you eat fish, which I don't eat too much of anyway, but the amount of plastic inside fish because of what they're swallowing in the ocean.
Yeah, well, that too, yeah. But this is just, like, just the what we're consuming day to day, because, again, microplastics and the way these... Some of these plastics disintegrate, they actually... It's like these smaller, very, very unbreakable plastic. And then that's what happens. And if you're eating your food, your water bottles, like, all of it.
Yeah.
And I think we should talk about that too. Like, water bottles are a big one, right?
So let's talk about water bottle, Chirag.
but in terms of, like, you know, just buying bottled water, I think it's something as well that, especially out here, we have such a culture of doing.
Yeah.
You know, it's I have even been in situations, despite the fact that I don't want to or try really hard to cover, been in situations where the only option I had to drink water was to get a plastic bottle of water.
No, it's worse,
and it's really annoying. But in general as well, I mean a lot of people are getting filters now, thankfully, and so that's one way of dealing with that.
I've been looking at the filters. I mean, the only problem, I know other people have found that as well, like when talking to friends, we've been looking at getting the filters. You know, some of them, the filter machines to put it under the sink, we don't have enough room under the sink, and they're quite cumbersome. You know, and to then fit it up, you know, if you're renovating the kitchen, which is what I'm seeing with a lot of clients,
right, when they renovate. Right, that's a good time to, like, bring something, look at one of these solutions, I agree, yeah.
And to have, like, a special dedicated cupboard just for the filter system, because they can be quite big. But you can get over-the-top, countertop ones now.
Yeah.
They're different sizes, so I did look at a few of them, but of course, in my kitchen, I haven't got that much countertop space as well. So it's just trying to work around with that. But it is something that I am really looking into.
I think if you're listening to this, like, you should be thinking about as well. Because it's a good idea. Again, because think on average how many plastic water bottles you might throw around.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, I know you joked about it, like, a few weeks ago when we were talking about my car. And there are always plastic water bottles in it because I just refuse to throw them out into a place where I feel really bad about, like, throwing them randomly in a trash can. I would rather find a place where I can dump all the plastic together.
I put them all into, like, because I've got a few recycle bins around near me. So
my building only just installed them, like, a few weeks ago, sadly. But I think it's something to think about. But also, there is also, and I know there are studies, and I know this is something, it's an evolving conversation, but there are studies that are showing that the plastics that are disintegrating into the water and then you're drinking it ultimately is also, you're ultimately consuming it. And there's a danger there too.
And we've always felt it worse because, especially in the summer, because those water bottles come and you think, you know, how long have they been in the heat? And sometimes they are really warm when they come to your house and you're like, awesome.
Or you leave them in your car. Like, I mean, even if they didn't, and you leave them in your car and then you drink, even though it may cool down by the end of the day, ultimately that plastic has already entered the water and you're drinking it.
Yeah. Well, what I do is I bought one of these massive gallon bottles that I bought from America, and I have that in the car, and it actually keeps whatever is in there. If it's cool, if it's water, it'll stay cold.
It doesn't let the heat out or in.
And so it's great. So it's the water will stay cool. And if it's a hot item in there, it will stay warm. Not that I put hot items in there very often. It's usually just water, but that's great. And it means that I don't have these bottles of
water. Yeah, and again, it goes back to clutter, right? Yeah. Ultimately, it's all clutter that we're trying to get rid of. And
exactly.
It's such a pain. Yeah.
Yeah, so they're great. But the only thing about having these filter water systems is, you know, the size. And if a lot of people are renting here, so it's difficult for them to get it installed, you know, especially...
No, 100%. I mean, it's just something to think about. Like you said, maybe when you're renovating, maybe it's something you can coax your landlord into doing for you, right? Like that.
Yeah.
That can be something. I mean, I know people that have had conversations with their landlords to be like, listen, maybe if you help pay for part of it, ultimately it's going to stay in the building and then the next tenant gets to use it and so on. I know it's more complicated than I'm making it sound, because landlords can be difficult and so on.
But if you've been living there for a very long time, then it's something worth asking.
I think it's just as general, just be aware of the fact that, like, a lot of the water we're consuming is coming in a lot of plastic, and it's something we should really be thinking about.
And also when you're going to cafes and restaurants, it's something to raise with them as well.
Absolutely.
There Absolutely. Are certain yeah. ones that do the filtered water now. So, you know, you pay, I don't know, 5 dirhams and then you'll get unlimited
filtered
water. A nice big
jug, water. Yeah, yeah.
And that's awesome. And I respect that and I will always order that. But if there are places, and we do know certain ones that have still overcharged, you know, foreign water bottles coming in, tell them, no, I'm not going to buy water unless you have filtered water, and push these companies to stop it. It saves them money and it saves us money. I mean, how much must it be costing them with shipping to ship all this expensive water?
Well, that's why they're charging us a lot of money, because they're trying to bypass this thing that says, well, if you're selling local water, you can't say, there's a cap on the price. And so this is this weird way of saying, and I've actually had a cafe tell me that, like, yeah, but you know, we don't do plastic water. Like, all our water is glass bottles. And I'm like, well, that doesn't justify, like, no. this crazy pricing and the yeah. fact that you're
well, 30 dirhams
it.
For
a
small bottle of water. It's ridiculous. I will never pay for that. I will object. I have a bottle of water in my bag.
It has unfortunately led to unnecessary coffee and tea consumption. But yes, that's exactly how I feel about it.
Yeah, my friends and I, we thankfully have handbags. So we bring our own bottle of water with us.
Oh, which is what I've been doing more recently anyway, which is just carry my own bottle. And if the lot of the cafes here now are not so surprised by this anymore.
I think they've just given up with us.
Yeah, I think, well, maybe that's what it is. But anyway, coming back to the thing. So I think it's something to think about. I think it's, these are a couple of places I feel like where we can very easily be a little bit more sustainable with what we're doing, without like an exorbitant price point. I mean, the filtering system aside, which I think is more complex. So yeah, we just wanted to cover, I think, some of these kind of easy go-to places. I mean, I know the filtering system was something we got into a little bit, but if you think about the water bottles, you're thinking, I mean, from your perspective or in terms of sanitary stuff.
Yeah.
We've done an episode about electronics in a similar way, and we'll leave a link to that in the show notes, but the old boxes and things, like, you know, just start recycling them. So I think these are easy go-to things that we can do in terms of being a little bit more sustainable in our lives.
Yeah.
And reducing clutter, like, simultaneously, which is, I think, something that we can't, like, I can't mention enough. Like, I have to keep telling you.
Oh, yeah, because especially when this is the Declutter Me show.
Right. And also because, like, just in general where, you know, there is this avenue where instead of throwing away plastic that's not good for the environment, you are using options that are more sustainable.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, it's not hard to do, and from what I, you know, and I've been able to see that really recently, that it's been so easy to get things to make you more sustainable, and it's so easy. The only problem is that, you know, I do buy on Amazon, and of course it's not very sustainable packaging. But it's not,
that will be a topic for another conversation.
Yeah,
I think
we'll have
good
to.
God.
We'll talk about that. But anyway, but that's it for now, I think. Let us know what, you know, in the comments box, if you have any other products you recommend that we should try out to help us to be more sustainable, because I am always up for finding out about these products, especially if they work and if they're good. If you have bought a beeswax cling film thing that works, let me know, because the one I have right now is not great.
Stop using cling film.
Oh, no, the beeswax thing that I was talking about, you know, that doesn't, yeah.
No, I mean, like, stop, you, like, find an alternative.
Oh, yeah, well,
option,
I have
like,
the glass container.
Like, shut the lid.
Oh, shrag. Anyway, so.
But yes, I think, so both things, I think it's, if you are aware or are using things that are sustainable, useful, and want to share that with us, please do that.
Yes.
If there are things you're worried about and you're not able to figure out a sustainable option, maybe also reach out to us, because either we may know something or we can connect you with someone that does. So,
and
both ways.
And we can try it out as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Very cool. So that's all we have for you this week. I think it was something maybe we can come back to, because there are a lot of other places where we can be more sustainable too.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it for us for this week. Thank you very much.